unfortunately, I would be glad to help out, but I cannot serve more than one work group. I am, because I'm second vice district governor for Alliance District 23C, and I don't know how I got here, but I think I'm handling about all that I can cope with at your point.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've asked Catherine if she would like to chair the group, so I appreciate your offer of support, and I think that's quite reasonable. What I envision this work group focusing on is really children's services. I mean, I know education runs the gamut from pre-K through graduate school, but for our purposes, I think education services would really be centered around children's services and perhaps something with regard to infant services as well. So what I would like to do is, if Catherine's not here, I'd like to defer discussion on this to the September meeting. But since we do have a motion, we do not have a motion. Zach, do we have a motion for education services?
No, we do not.
No, we don't.
Okay. Would anybody like to put forward such a motion?
Eileen will put forward such a motion.
Do we have a second?
Mary Silverberg, I'll second.
Okay, Mary second. Any further discussion on education services?
This is Eileen. I would just like to, I agree with the scope that you have proposed for this group. It's a lot to handle, and I guess I would say with all of these groups, they could encompass so much that we have to be rather careful as we proceed in the definition of the scope of each of these work groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's essential to develop one, maybe two points of focus on these work groups, because I agree with you that this could get, it could get very big very quickly, and it could get out of control if you focus on some really pertinent and relevant issues, no more than one or two. Certainly you can build upon that. Once you have successes with one or two issues, then of course the work will continue to build upon its successes. But yeah, I think it's wise for the time being to just focus on a few things. What I would like to ask the work groups that have been formed so far is to just come up with a brief statement of what it is you'd like to focus on and just present it to us at the September meeting.
Now, this is Cheryl again, and I think that was Eileen talking. I can't agree more, and I really appreciate that comment. And just from our perspective here, again, as I talked with you, Al, I love the idea of these work groups. We definitely want to participate. We're also, as you are painfully aware, pretty stretched here. And so I just also want to be careful of the scope and of the expectation of our participation. But again, we can get into those weeds with each of the work groups themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage each work group to, as a first order of business, to get in touch with NSBE staff if they're comfortable dealing directly with the supervisors, of course. I would ask them to do that. But what I would like them to do is to go to you, Cheryl, just so that you are aware, of who these members are and what direction they'd like to go in. And then it's very important that work group members work hand-in-hand with NSBE staff, particularly the supervisor and, of course, the director.
Absolutely. Thanks, Al. I appreciate that.
Yep. And the reason I called this meeting in the first place is because we are at a moment in the life of NSBE where things have the potential to take a really radical turn in one direction or another. And I think it's incumbent on us to become engaged with that, because the future direction for NSBE is being shaped right now. And if we want to be a part of that,
agree, Al. I think, you know, as you and I talked a few weeks ago, I think engaging this group and being, you know, helping us with communication, with ideas, with, you know, but anything, I think is wonderful. I just want to, just so we, like, right now, and again, none of us has our crystal ball, but I just want to assure people, you know, that there's no great plan being formulated around at BSBY for BSBY. You know, we're kind of just trying to keep things moving, get staff on board, things like that, but I don't want anybody worried that there's any backroom planning going on, because there's not. Again, I don't have my crystal ball, and there are certainly things that can be improved, maybe streamlined. You know, we've been looking at some administrative type functions, things like that. So just wanted to throw that out there. And again, I look forward to our continued work together.
Thanks, Cheryl. Any further comments on the education services work group?
Mr. Chairman, will you be appointing chairman? I don't think we should leave the meeting unless we get people to be chairs, so we got some responsibilities going on.
Sure. What I would like to do is ask people who would like to volunteer to chair particular groups rather than appointing chairs. And what I understand, Steve, is that you would like to lead the low vision effort. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Excellent. All right, good. So, with regard to employment and training, I have Eileen and Beth. Beth, would you mind taking the lead on employment and training?
Okay.
All right. Very good. With regard to technology and accessibility, we have Randa and Andrea. Would either of you like to take the lead on that?
Well, I guess I can. Yeah, it's Randa.
Okay, Randa. Very good, thank you. With regard to education services, since Catherine is not here, I would like to table further discussion on that to the September meeting. For that, I would actually need a motion to table.
A motion
I mean, so moves.
A motion has already
okay,
been
made. Okay, we have a motion to table. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second.
Second from Stephen.
This motion has already been made.
Yeah, the motion has been made to create. The motion has been made to create. Oh, right. You're right. Yeah.
A motion. Okay, so a motion was made to defer discussion on this work group to the September 15th, 2022 meeting. The motion passed unanimously.
Oh, okay. Very good then. All right. Very good then. All right. So, Zach, thank you for being so alert to that. So we know it's going to show up on the agenda because Zach is aware, and I thank you for that, Zach. Okay, our next item for discussion then is a Bureau Structure Work Group. Now, the way I had envisioned this is, we know what the Bureau Structure is now, and that is the director and supervisors of the various divisions. And the way I had envisioned this committee working out is just a broad discussion on how the structure is working for the blind community, how communication works among the group. And so with that, I'd like to ask if anybody would like to come forward to join the Bureau Structure.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to request, first of all, that we get a copy of the current structure, everybody.
So okay, yeah.
Mayor with what's in the department. Some people may not know, but it has been growing the last 10 years. And then the second thing is we're going to have to figure out how we can fold into this new agency.
Carol, can we get a copy of the Bureau structure?
Yeah, what I'd like to do, if you're at all amenable, is possibly defer is coming up, a I can't think of a good word, put this off a little bit, because what I'd like to do is be able to get you a more updated org chart, which is probably not going to happen for, I don't know, I dare say a couple of months. I guess my other thing, and I'm going to go back to the scope comment, I think the scope for this group is going to have to be really clearly defined, and if it's about communication and improving the relationship or terming it that way, I can certainly get you an org chart. It'll be old, and if you can wait, I can get you a more updated one, and we can go from there.
Okay, well, let's start with that then. If without objection, I'd like to just defer this discussion until the September meeting.
Mr. Chairman, as we work together on our committees, it will be helpful for everybody to see the big picture.
Yes.
If we don't have the big picture of the agency, then we can't see how our little work groups are folding into this. And I think that's critical. Even if it's old, it'll give everybody here as to who's in the Aging and Disability Department. If I ask the question now, how many people here can lead off or say the number of agencies that are in this department now?
See, I can certainly get you an org chart. That's not a problem.
Yeah, well, that's all I'm asking is that we start beginning. We start with the agency so everybody's on the same page.
Understood. And Steve and Al and anyone else, if you've got specific questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. I mean, I think Amy gave a good overview of the organization and where she was at maybe at the last meeting. But if there are any specific questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. And I will get you an org chart. That's not a problem. I just wanted you to know it'll be older.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of changes, as you well know.
Right, but also there are, like the aging and disability, there's a lot of internal departments dealing with aging, and I've been interviewing some of the people on my radio show, and that's why I know from some other's perspective as to some of the organized groups that are in the Bureau.
Well, we have the State Unit on Aging, and then as part of BESBE, we have Adult Services.
Yeah, but I mean, there are other agencies that people here should know. I only know part of it because I work for the agency.
Right.
And that's why...
No, and I just told you the two units that have to do with our adult services.
Right, but we still, you know, it's good for everybody to have the picture in front of them. Thank
sure.
you.
Sure. Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
And can you give us your phone number? I dialed it a few times and it was Brian Sigmund's phone number and it never got changed.
Oh, that is my phone number. That's probably my fault for not changing the voicemail. And I told Al this when we talked a few weeks ago. I am definitely willing to talk on the phone. The first point of contact for me that's easiest is send me an email so that I can get something scheduled. And just to let this group know, as you know, I am back part-time, mainly Tuesdays and Thursdays in the office. So an email is the best first line of contact so that I can set something up with any of you so that I'm not missing you.
Can you share your email with everybody, please?
Sure. It's Cheryl, C-H-E.
Can you send it out, please?
Sure, I will do that.
Thank you.
Zach, if you can put that in the minutes, that would be awesome.
Yes, yeah, I can do that.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Steve.
Mr. Chairman, I'm unclear exactly what Steve is asking for. Steve, are you asking for a work chart for all of ADS, or I don't really understand your request.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. My request is to send us all of the groups that are part of aging and disability. That's what I'm asking for. Who's part of aging and disability? For example, there's disability determination. There's voc rehab over there. You know, those are some. And then there's aging. And then there's also other things They have ombuds people doing certain work on long-term disability. People may not know that. And I just feel that we should know what we're getting into right now with the old chart and then any changes we can add to it. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, very good. Any further discussion on the bureau structure? Okay, so that's going to show up on the September agenda as well.
You would have to make a motion for that.
Okay, let's do that then. Do I hear a motion to, first of all, establish a bureau structure committee and break it up so that it is clear? Motion to establish a bureau structure work group. Sorry, it's a committee and that's not the right
group. Yes, Mary, I'll make a motion to establish a bureau structure work group.
Mary Silverberg moves. Do we have a second?
Beth, second.
Beth Rival seconded the motion. Do we hear any further discussion on the establishment of a bureau structure work group? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes. Now, I would like to ask if there is a motion to table discussion of the bureau structure. Motion to table.
Eileen will make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion to table from Eileen. Do we have a second?
That's second.
Motions to table are not subject to discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Discussion of the Bureau Structure Work Group is tabled. Our next item of business, access the MyChart Online service. MyChart Online is a service that is used by many medical providers, probably most of them by now. It is a huge service, and we have had reports of problems with people getting access to MyChart. And with that, I would like to ask, first of all, is there any board member with experience with not being able to get access to MyChart? Let's start with that.
Beth.
Okay, Beth, would you mind talking about that a little bit?
Well, no, just that it's impossible to get through. Nowadays, you make a doctor's appointment, they ask you to set up everything ahead of time online, all of your details, like your medications, and they expect to have all that when you walk into your appointment, and then they want you to text them, you know, that you're definitely confirming to come into your appointment, and even with all the COVID stuff, that's all very inaccessible. So none of it is accessible to me. Maybe it's my training. I don't know. I went low vision later in life. I'm not the best technologist, so, you know, maybe some people, I don't know, can the rest of you get in? Because I can't fill out that stuff.
This is Eileen. I haven't even tried, and I don't intend to try. But I pulled members of the American Council of the Blind of Connecticut. Now, I don't know how fully they actually have dealt with accessing the service. And they were speaking of MyChart Plus. And I think three out of four people who responded said that they were able to to use it to the point that they were interested in using it. Now, Beth, I don't know exactly what that means, but even a sighted person that I deal with, I said, should I sign up for my Chart Plus? And this is a sighted person who is fairly adept with computers. He said, no. I mean, it is a very difficult, thing to use from what I am hearing. But like I said, these three people, for the level that they wanted it, they were able to use it.
Yeah, but you don't know what they're using it for.
I don't.
It's Mary Schultz.
Is any of the board members been ever to use it?
Yes, Ms. Butler, I'd like to make a comment because I do use it. I think, well, number one, if you use all the basic things with it, I'm only speaking for me. I'm fine with it. It works for me. However, I think I sense some of Beth's frustration because I have the same one in that they request so much on there to be done in advance. And I'm sorry, depending on your situation, I mean, I just had two surgeries, my partner just had one, all within 3 weeks. And all I can say is, some of this, we're not doing online. I haven't, even with Zoom text, I have not the patience. And they said, well, then just come in a half hour on the floor and you can fill it out. Well, you know what? Then we run into another issue. And that is, if they give me the printed page, because I can reprint, I can do it. But as somebody said to me, it's, you know, they want it in one of the medical offices. It's either the mask or glasses. Take your pick. Because the two don't work out. For me to sit at a chair or sit or stand at your countertop to fill the paperwork out, take your pick. And I'm finding being polite and adamant about it, I get what I want. But I do resent being put in a position. I just want to say a couple more things, because I know some of you have had the same experience. I would bet money on it. That's how strongly I feel. I would much rather either try to do it myself on my chart, or even have some assistance sometimes, than have to fill out the paperwork in person, because that is a pain in the neck. As far as finding information and filling things in on my chart, for the most part, when you're working with split screens or you're working with magnification, I don't know what it's like with JAWS. I only know from using Zoom text. Yes, it takes me a lot longer. And yes, I do fill out their forms online because ultimately it's quicker and less aggravation for me. It's fatiguing and tiring, and I don't like it. But if I have to choose right now in the world that we live in between my chart and navigating that, and filling anything out on an iPad in somebody's office, you know where I'm going. My chart wins. I resent the iPad in the office. I've had some terrible experiences with that, and I just finally get real ADA legal about it. I resent having to go through the theatrics sometimes at an office. Most people, but some are really, they give you a hard time, and you have to be ready to defend yourself, unfortunately, and what you can and can't do. And ultimately, the patient gets what they need. But you're already in a vulnerable position going to the doctor. And you're there for a reason. And I often find the last thing you need is to be confronted with accessibility barriers. It's not fun. Thank you for your patience. I'm curious to hear what others have to say.
Well, this is Randa. Oh, go ahead, Andrea.
Go ahead, Randa.
You sure? Okay. So my experience is I have the MyChart app on my phone, and I'm able to read the reports and my appointment dates and you know, a lot of, most of the information on there. But I've never actually tried filling out on there, because most of the time, as you said, Beth, the doctors send a text with a link to either confirm or to fill out the, your registration, before you go to the doctor, and those are usually not accessible with VoiceOver. I haven't really tried it, I don't think, on the computer, but they're definitely not accessible with VoiceOver. So I end up turning off VoiceOver, and my husband fills it out for me. But I do think that most doctor's offices, if you tell them that you need assistance filling out the form when you get there, they will do it. And that is a hassle, I agree. But anyway, I don't know how to go about getting all doctor's offices to make their forms and text messages more accessible. But I'm not sure that it has to do with my chart exactly.
Well, here's the problem with making those forms and charts accessible. Because medical providers are not government entities, their obligations under ADA are different than they would be if it was, say, the town of Berlin.
That's
so
true.
In order to get them, make it accessible, truly accessible, would require something akin to a lobbying effort. No, not something akin to a lobbying effort, which means organizing and talking with people in positions of authority who have the ability to make these changes, to direct their organizations to make these changes. So it's a heavy lift. And the reason I put it on the agenda today is twofold. I was asked to, but most important, because people have had accessibility problems, and it may be worth discussing the extent to which we want to put in effort to organize and to find a way to get in touch with decision makers within these organizations that use MyChart and MyChart Plus and the Phreesia app to see if they will take the steps necessary to make them accessible to everybody, because the direction in which those offices are moving, of course, is putting all that stuff online. For my part, I find it easier to work on, because when I do my chart before I go to my doc visit, it spares me the torture of having to fill out the form in the office under pressure of time, because I've got an eye on the door to make sure I'm not, I know when I'm being called, and I'd rather do it ahead of time. Where I get there and they say, "Oh, you filled it out. Thank you very much. And we'll go."
I think Andrea wanted to comment.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Where is she? Sorry, I had to get unmuted. It's not specific. I think I'm just repeating what other people have said. My frustrations with my chart, and I haven't tried it recently because of these past frustrations. I've been trying to attend medical appointments for myself and with my grandmother, and not being able to press the button that needs to activate the appointment. Notably not being able to get access to my own COVID test results when being a primary caregiver for someone who was 100 years old, and being very frustrated by that. People not telling me information and saying, "Well, you have to go to my chart to get it," and being like, this is ridiculous. But I'm also hearing, so my question was twofold, although partly answered by Randa, which was that I'm wondering if there's a difference in accessibility based on whether someone's using magnification or speech software, and then also is there a difference with, as I said, I have not, with those notable frustrations in the sort of 2020 and 2021, I have not tried it again recently because I was so frustrated, I just threw my hands and walked away. So that's on me for not having continued to try. So,
go ahead, Beth.
So I think everyone seems to be interested in this topic, and it does make a difference whether you're using VoiceOver or JAWS, or some people can fill out the form if it's large print, and others can't if they have no site. I would like to maybe, you're going to have to reword this, but I would like to motion that